You're listening to the Wait, Wait, Don't Plant That segment. Today with me is Jerry Goodspeed, USU Horticulture Extension Agent, and we're going to talk about Bishop's Weed. Explain what Bishop's Weed is.
It's used as a ground cover, and normally it sits in the shade into underneath trees, and it'll fill in real thick. It's appropriately named Bishop's Weed. And I've always told people, you know, there are a lot of plants out there that you look at them and you think, well, I wonder if that's going to be weedy or not. And sometimes they have a really touchy or a real fun name. But if the plant comes with the name weed, that kind of tells you a little bit about it. It's very aggressive. It grows by rhizomes, underground roots, if you will, or stems that'll just keep moving. And it has a variegated leaf, a blue or a green and a white leaf. And
isn't
people
that
love
that. Pretty?
Yes, it's one of those, oh, I love that thing in the little pot that it's in. And then about 3 years later, you're wondering why it's in the middle of your lawn and why it's taken over the flower beds, and everywhere else you didn't put it is where it ends up. And one of the reasons is because it's a weed, oddly enough.
Now, I've seen this come up in grass.
Yeah.
I've seen this completely take over a shady area.
Oh,
what
yeah.
if it gets lots of sun?
And then it just looks ugly, but it still overtakes everything.
So it just keeps going.
Yeah, I don't think it cares whether it's sun. But what happens in full sun is it normally burns out, and so you'll get some crispy leaves in the middle of the summer where it just looks uglier than normal. I don't know.
Is there anywhere in the landscape that you would suggest having Bishop's Weed?
I'm okay with it being planted in the shade, but make sure that you have a barrier around it, at least 6 inches down in the ground, so that it can't move into your lawn, so it can't move into your neighbor's house, abandoned Chevy, whatever's over there. So you're trying to keep it in place. And then the other thing to do about with Bishop's Weed is mow it down in the middle of summer. So it'll grow up, and it'll send out this kind of ugly flower. And then what I tell most people, and then it starts to burn out. It starts to get a little bit of burned leaves on it. If you want it to come back and look good, literally just mow it down. With a mower, with a string trimmer, whatever it is you can use, mow it back. And it'll make you feel good because then you're chopping at it. And anytime you can knock back a weed, that makes you feel good.
So will it keep it in check a little bit more when you mow it? Is it like an aspen when you cut it down, it just sprouts all over the place?
I don't know if it hurts or helps it sprout more. All I know is that after we mow it, when it comes back, it looks better. It has new green, white leaves that look a lot better. And sometimes what'll happen, the other thing that you have to watch with the Bishop's Weed is every once in a while, it'll get tired of just being white and the variegated leaf, the white and the green leaf. And you'll look out there and there'll be a patch of just green leaves. So, yeah.
So it sounds like the genes for it aren't very stable.
Yeah, that's probably a good way to put it, yeah. Yeah, it tends to get bored with just being two colored and goes back to one, and then it burns a little bit, so it actually throws in a brown in there.
Have you seen with variegation in plants in general that tends to be an unstable thing? I've seen that in iris as well.
Yeah, it depends on the plant. Some plants, yeah. Not all, but yeah, some plants, it gets tired of it.
So why would anyone really want to have Bishop's Weed? Can you think of any good reason?
Oh, in-laws. As I said,
somebody's car instead of zucchini, you fill it full of Bishop's Weed.
There's another thought. I hadn't thought about that, but there we go. We could probably think of a couple of uses for it. But as generally as a ground cover, I don't recommend it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, today's plant not to plant is Bishop's Weed. Avoid it like the plague. And that is the recommendation from Jerry Goodspeed, USU's Horticulture Extension Agent, for today's Wait, Wait, Don't Plant That. Thanks for joining me today.